And finally, in our look at suffering and why people suffer, and this is going to be very quick because in 5 15-minute episodes of a podcast, I just can't cover everything I would cover in a 2-day conference. Job was afflicted by the direct permission of God. Now, we do see in Job chapter 1 that God is actually wrathful against Satan for spying on Job. The King James does not clearly convey that, but the original does indicate that God is almost waiting for Satan to show up as the sons of God present themselves so that he can demand this of Satan. So Satan says that the reason that Job fears God is because God has hedged Job about with all kinds of pleasure and riches and bounty and blessings. And so in their agreement, God allows Satan to afflict Job severely, just short of taking Job's life. Job has friends that show up and accuse him because they say surely God could be doing this to him only because Job had sinned some grievous sin. And in the course of the book of Job, we see that Job maintains his faithfulness to God overall to the very end of the book. But at the end of the book of Job, Job does begin to blame God and to accuse God and to say that God is not just for this, for all that God has done to him. And immediately Elihu, accompanied by God in a whirlwind, shows up and offers Job first a rebuke for daring to attribute wickedness to God, and then an explanation. And this is Elihu's explanation. In Job chapter 33, verses 17 through 30, God afflicts us to cause us to know our estate. So everybody gets afflicted in order to understand what we are. In Job chapter 35, verses 6 through 8, our sin hurts us, and suffering is appointed to us to curb our sin and to spare us. In Job chapter 37, verse 7, quote, he sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. So God interferes with us to show us that we are dependent upon God. So all three of these reasons for our affliction are really founded in mercy. Our afflictions humble us and keep us from sin. But God is our friend, our advocate, and our vengeance against those who persecute us.